Hey, Paladin.
Paladin.
This is the inside of the uterus.
His house is on fire. You can hear him burning. No, the flames. The flames are consuming him.
Maybe he just finally just tossed everything in the fireplace and just lit it.
F*** it! F***
it all! F*** show.
And I think that f*** it all is my third quote for the night.
No, it's not.
No?
Okay. No.
It sounds like one of those where they recorded sound from inside a woman who's pregnant.
Yeah.
Is this what a uterus sounds like? Where is Paladin?
Driver please. Podcast, please. This is Superhero Time with XV.
Now those are some dildos.
Hey, Mickey.
Oh, be quiet, Detroit.
Paladin.
And sometimes there's ham.
Ken.
Woo, Laserdisc.
JD Church.
5 years later.
Fort Max.
We're morally bankrupt.
With special guest.
Is this what a uterus sounds like?
Who stopped for Buster?
Possibly.
Possibly, maybe. Well, it's either the last superhero time of 2012 or the first of 2013. I guess it kind of just depends what your time zone is.
And when the hell we finish.
I was all excited because when you start saying it's the last superhero time, I thought the sentence was just going to end there.
No. No.
Fate is not so merciful.
Besides, your fate is mine to decide.
Yes. No. That's like Meteor's catchphrase.
It's like that, but since I said it instead of Meteor, it's much more interesting.
No, it's not.
And this week we have...
I agree with you, so I'm blocking you.
This week we have Gigabeetle back with us.
Hello.
Great.
He's in the future of 2013.
What?
Lottery numbers now.
7. 9. Those are the only two.
Boy,
you just got half of a fortune cookie, didn't you?
Sweden's lottery system sucks. All their tickets only have two numbers.
Lives in a much smaller country.
See, in Sweden, every lottery drawing is the same because all the tickets only have two numbers, and they're always a combination of 7 and 9.
Is that a bronze alligator penis?
Yeah. Well, I think it's more of like an alligator on a penis in bronze.
Note, not to scale.
It's a terrible
one. Well, I think it depends on who.
It's a better alligator than the one from O's.
It may depend on the size of the alligator and the size of the fowl.
How did the alligator get on the giant penis?
It climbed up. It's got legs.
Yeah, I think they just climb up there.
Or is it a tiny alligator?
Oh god, what if it's like a baby alligator and someone like cut off dick that was dipped in bronze? Like you do to baby shoes.
Like that movie. Like what was the movie where they dip people in gold? What was that movie?
Huh. Goldmember?
No, some like fantasy.
It seems kind of relevant.
Yeah. Well, while JD puzzles over old movies, Paladin, news?
Oh, Jesus!
Yahtzee!
I don't like that shit anymore.
Is there a point to continuing?
Oh, God.
JD Note had that one bookmarked.
No longer click any links JD posts tonight.
Okay.
Welcome.
So, Paladin, I know it's going to be hard to top alligator penises, but do you have some news for us?
I have something worthy of alligator penises. Someone at Bandai decided Clash of the Red Rangers is good enough to deserve a standalone DVD release.
Really?
Coming soon to a $5 bargain bin near you.
But in the meantime, it's on Amazon for $1,500.
And people will still buy it.
I barely wanted to watch it for free.
But people will still buy it. Because they suck.
Well, Paladin's in a jolly mood this evening.
Someone email him some NyQuil.
Here, look at this picture. No. This will make you feel better.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me twice, shame on you for shame on the alligator stuff. And
see, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. See, you fool me, I can't be fooled again.
Ha! Political
great American presidential quotes.
That's what you came to superhero time for. History.
Are we going to politics again? Can I make another Mark Kressel joke?
Please. We've really gone downhill since last week's clip show.
How can you tell that somebody's like, wow, is this another clip show? I thought we just did that last week. I was hoping for new content.
It's superhero time. There is no new content.
Just bad content.
So anyway,
news other than that bullshit.
Okay, next.
Well, we have some Curinger news. We know who the composer is, and he's the guy who's what's the composer for such series as Car Ranger, Ginga Man, Kuga, Agito, Hibiki, and the Big O.
Oh, yeah.
So music will be good, but there's usually little doubt of that.
It's kind of a random resume, but most of those are good.
I like Big O's music.
Yeah.
I like Big O's.
None of the rest of them really stand out in my mind.
We also have Megazord Gokai changes, apparently.
Including Daizujin and Ryuseo.
Oh, for Gokai versus GoBusters?
Yes.
They have which Megazord to build those suits.
Well, that explains why they were swinging around Ranger keys in the preview.
Yeah, because either they time travel or they have to make up new keys. They gave all the other ones back.
Oh,
can they just use Burning Justice to make more?
Yeah, I'm sure they could just borrow them again.
So, guys, we have one more movie to do. Could we borrow those? Can we just one more? Okay, what if we lock you up in another dimension? Can we do?
We're not using them. Everybody wants to see you anyway.
Can we? Look, I have a movie to do, and you guys are just sitting on your ass eating Cheetos and watching old movies. You know, if you could just give us the keys, then that would. Thank you.
I love the dead silence that follows. except for Ken's skull laugh there.
Ken and JD are our Balkan skull.
Yes, yes they are.
Oh god.
Which is weird because you would think Fort Max would be the skull.
Okay, JD, quick, put a cream pie in Ken's face.
What? What?
End up being like reverse
though. But the trick is, JD, you have to put the cream pie in Ken's face against a really expensive projector wall so that Power Morphicon can't come back here anymore.
Oh, what? Kicked out what of the Pasadena Convention Center.
What am I putting in this? What?
And he has to rub you down with mayonnaise.
Wall, it was like the movable divider walls.
There was something about that wall, though, that made it very expensive to repair.
I don't know. It's just a wall. I've been there. I can't imagine what would have been.
Well, it wasn't a wall they could just paint.
Oh, so they stained
it. Was like one of those divider walls that fold up so you can that you can pull out of the main wall to split the rooms up.
Oh, let's
put a poster and it's
it.
And the pie stained it.
Oh, nice. Nice. Good job, Balkan Skull.
They couldn't just steam it and clean it? Come on.
Apparently not.
That's just called looking for an excuse to, like, not have them back.
Though, granted, Ayn, what did you think would happen? You have pies in the same building as those two.
Yeah, like, the people that own the convention space should have been like, holy crap, those are the guys that always put pies in each other's faces.
Well, no. Sometimes they're the guys whose pants split, Or
sometimes they're the guys who put pies in Ernie's face.
Or, you know, sometimes they fall face first into garbage cans.
Or cement.
Yeah.
Right, all those things that happened on that show 20 years ago that kids watched that we still love for some reason.
Yeah. And he's still not finished with his ice cream yet.
Mm.
So anyway, Paladin.
Okay, the next super imaginative combo for O's is Puto Terra. And the same line is actually doing a Tamashi combo statue.
Statue?
Yes.
Is it really a statue?
Because nobody f***ing wants Tamashi, let's be honest.
Still surprised they're doing Tamashi, to be honest.
Pootie Tang? Is that what you said the combo was?
Sure, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, why the hell not?
About as relevant.
Yeah.
For all of...
Pootie Tang, Pootie Tang.
Well, we're up to 3 for JD so far. As we do our countdown to JD's last intro quote candidate for 2012.
Of course, it'll take until 2014 to use them all.
You have to do a new one every week.
I thought about it.
Do it.
Don't know what you'll get for them.
So, Mickey, you like the SICOs you got, right?
Yeah, it's good.
You going to get any of the other ones?
Probably not.
Okay.
Maybe Puto Terra, just because he looks the most different, but I don't think one O's figure is enough for me.
Because
really, it's O's.
Yeah. And plus, if you start down that path...
Yeah.
It might not
if I got just one, it would be Tajadoro. He's out this month.
Well, the other thing is, like, 3 of the other sets, I feel like I've already got a part of them anyway, so it feels like I'm buying duplicates.
Because you do.
Yes. Like, so Sagozo and Chalta, maybe, but they have to be on clearance.
Does SICOs come apart like the double?
Yes, he does.
Hmm. And yet they're selling full figures for the combos, which makes that almost seem kind of pointless.
Well, Jaw Dwarf has a different head.
Yeah, that's true. And
a better head.
I guess you can use the mixed combos then in that way, but it's still, yeah, it's true.
Yeah. What?
Gata Kariba and Rattarata have clear parts? like the combo change?
I don't think they do.
So
yes, it's just duplicate parts again.
Yay.
Though in theory, that would make it easier to troop build Gata Kariba.
Oh, God.
Well, troop build parts of him anyway.
They can green screen in the rest.
Okay, somebody prop his torso up on a chair so we can green screen some legs in later.
Oh, yes, here they are all mixed up, thanks to Giga Beetle.
They look amazing.
So
maybe
there's
you
a red
get
metal
started
caliber?
On these right now instead of waiting. Because we know you're going to fall for them.
I don't know.
They're $80 a piece.
I mean...
Yeah, it's kind of hard to go all...
Yeah, but if you wait 4 or 5 months, they get clearance down to $30. Because the one thing you can say about SICs is that nobody wants them for very long.
I don't understand why.
Because they're not show accurate.
Yeah, they're better than show accurate.
They're show inaccurate.
Oh, speaking of things nobody wants for very long, we know who the next web-exclusive character from Ryuki will be. Coming in May is Kamen Rider Verd.
Who?
Exactly.
Did you know that Verd is green in Portuguese?
I did not. So this is a Portuguese green ranger?
He is green, yes.
It's the chameleon one.
The guy who appeared in one episode.
Not an episode, a TV special.
Yes. Less than an episode.
He appeared in an episode of Decade.
Oh, yes, him.
And he appears more quicker than Siren and half the other riders from Ryuki.
Kamen Rider Melee.
It's a door! Red! Yeah.
Great.
I'll just edit that out.
Damn.
No. Don't leave it in. That's high class. That's great. That's just high class podcasting. Ah, oh, that is great.
Sarcasm. See? Overwhelming. What the f*** was that? A God of Thunder than a horse whinnies? Megaforce is going to be weird.
That wasn't Megaforce.
Oh.
That was Magi Ranger.
Oh.
Magi Ranger!
My Wolzaphone.
Oh, I thought
okay. That makes more sense.
Ghost Sager Morpher.
No.
Why would there be a horse in the Ghost Sager Morpher?
Why not?
Why not? Everything else is
back to America.
They took that part out of Lost Galaxy.
Well, no, not they left it in one episode, remember?
Okay.
The one where all the power was shut off?
The one where there was the horse.
That one episode with the horse.
That one episode of Lost Galaxy.
Yeah, Lost Galaxy is kind of like Voyager, isn't it?
I thought that one episode of Lost Galaxy was the one where the Rangers were in it for like all of 30 seconds.
Like that episode of Voyager.
It was a completely failed episode.
No, that episode of Voyager...
Just like this show.
That episode of Lost Galaxy was good.
It focused on the guys in the Starship... In the Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
Starship Troopers. I'm sure somebody's made that movie.
Yeah. Probably.
Look where this is going.
Getting better.
Yeah. So, anything else for us, Paladin?
The only other Tamashii Web exclusive figure art we know about right now is Mega Deno.
Oh, well, I figured that. Well, they have like what Negatar's coming up soon, right?
No, there's one more. There's one more you forgot about.
Oh, awesome. Yeah,
double penetration states.
Yes, Kamen Rider Forze Meteor Nadesco fusion states. Ah, yeah.
Better known as double penetration.
Longest name ever, but it's so...
I so want it to. Damn it.
You know, so they should get one more rider mixed into that, and they could have Kamen Rider 4-Way.
I assume it would be, well, what? Would they add an Excel?
Sure.
Considering all the writing of Excel that's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And this week's, the opening for Wizard, they even showed Booster flying people around, so he's just like the Kamen Rider taxi.
Yeah, you know,
it's a neighborhood bicycle.
In Superhero Wars, DN should have conjured up Excel to ride around.
Like, that's not an insult, that's actually the truth.
If Excel Trial had a motorcycle form, DN could ride him. It would match colors.
Wait, Trial form doesn't even have wheels. That would be a terrible motorcycle.
Don't come at us with your logic.
Okay, instead of transforming into a motorcycle, DN could just hold him by his ankles while Excel walks along on his hands.
What? What's happening?
I don't know.
In short, Excel is your mother of motorbikes.
Ah. Everyone's ridden her.
Which he got from Philip's mother.
So it's Kamen the Rider.
And as I recall, there was a burning sensation shared between them.
Okay, you know when there's a long pause of silence? Maybe then you should play with your Gosei thingy.
What?
Your ghost thingy.
The alligator got that.
That was not an invitation to do it as we spoke.
Oh. Oh, the hell it wasn't.
So, news?
That's about it this time.
Well, we have the actor for Kuro Ranger Red.
Anybody we know?
Nope.
No.
All right, then.
Precisely. I'm sure we'll have the full cast sometime soon.
Yeah, there's scans for Kyoryus are showing up in GoBusters versus Gokai too, so they've got to get the actors soon.
Even I know that's not a surprise.
Well, I doubt they'll be unmorphed in that, so it doesn't matter if they have the actor ready or not.
Well, they'll have to have somebody voicing them.
Make an EDI over that later.
I mean, the dubbing can happen, you know, as little as a couple of days before the movie gets shipped out to theaters.
I'm aware. Yeah. But that's not very long from now, so.
You know, remember Lost Galaxy, again, where sometimes the ADR was being finished the day of broadcast.
Day of? I thought it was day before.
Well,
day
maybe.
After.
This will be fine for DVD. Don't worry, kids.
In some episodes, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Just like Armada.
Oh.
Armada was like, you know, 6 months later when they actually completed episode there.
They released a show in beta.
They did.
Well, yeah, they did.
Armada was never finished.
Armada and Energon, because it was. It's always kind of funny. Like, an episode of Superlink would air the week before, an episode of Energon would air the week after, and then there'd be all this unfinished animation, and it'd be like, wait, what?
And nothing of value was lost.
Pretty much.
Oh, there was. Well, the first 10 episodes or so were fine.
No, they weren't.
Well,
they
relatively.
They had a lot in them. They were not fine.
No, okay.
Relatively speaking.
The spectacular beatdown that Megatron gave Scorponok was pretty awesome.
No, but what I'm saying is that if you're talking about animation wise, Energon was like. By the third episode, there was like shit showing up. It was like, wait a second, this wasn't finished, but it was finished in Japan when it aired a couple.
Well, okay, couple things here. For one thing, the early episodes of Energon are typically remembered fondly by the fans because of Demolisher, and basically no other reason. And two,
same for Superlink.
And two, the CG animation in Energon or Superlink was never actually completely finished. It was just, you know, cheap Japanese CG.
But it was less finished than Energon.
It wasn't animation, it was just animatics.
Yeah.
They just released storyboards.
Yeah, and that's a lot like something that's on topic.
Almost. Almost like that.
I don't
Except
know what
not at all.
Subject is, so I can't segue back.
Thanks, don't though, cry. For that. I mean.
Don't
It's hard trying to save a show when you don't know anything.
We don't know anything either, though. So
if you try, then you'll only end in despair.
Trying leads to failure.
Because despair awaits him at the finish line?
Yes.
Yes, that's a Kamen Rider thing. Yeah, that's great. On topic.
Hell yes, let's move along. What's next?
And V3 doing coke.
That's always on topic.
Yes.
Coke is it.
It's always the dog?
What?
What? Anymore, is there any more?
Even news? The dog? Bastards.
Yeah. Exactly. God, didn't believe it.
And the car is having sex with each other?
That was.
Wait, are we doing Five Man again?
No, it's just the memories.
Anyway,
so, showtime?
Yeah, sure.
Merry Christmas! Please!
So, Wizard's Christmas special.
The last one was that one episode of Wizard that was watchable.
No, it was
or that
one episode
of Wizard that was one episode.
Yeah! And so much better for it, I think.
Hey, I know! Gigabeetle, do the Wizard episode for us.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't do.
How could we get worse?
Yeah, seriously, Giggy, you cannot do any worse than if I had JD or Ken try to do it.
I mean, and it would be bad if we did. Because, man.
Okay, I don't remember the first few minutes, but
you're doing better than I
would. On the woods.
Yeah, because they finally decided to track down where Koyomi had wandered off like two or three episodes ago.
Yes, that's what I said.
Yes.
Then Medusa and Phoenix is walking around f***ing about on the town.
What kind of a show is this?
Nothing happens. They see a guy. Oh, that's the gate.
He's a Super Saiyan. His hair's
and
gonna
then fall. The intro starts.
So Ultimatum looks really cool. Just saying.
I like how the promo for Ultimatum at the end of every episode is only hyping the battle between the motorcycles and the bulldozer.
Yeah.
That's a pretty f***ing awesome battle, though. Motorcycles versus a bulldozer?
It is. It's just weird that that's the one thing that they're calling out specifically from the movie every time.
Well, I feel like I'm watching Mad Max or something.
It's one thing that's notable in this opening, though, is that they have, like, silhouette, like, ghostly images of the five fighters that don't have their actors in the movie.
So what you're showing this one battle scene, because that's the only one they finished.
Yeah, the final battle is all CGI.
Yeah.
Well, wait a second. The movie came out a month ago. How would it not be finished?
That's just how far behind they are, Ken.
That's a weird movie.
There you go.
It's being fixed
exactly.
For the DVD release.
Okay. They had it done by they had it done by the same studio that did Armada and Superlink.
It's the director's cut that'll be running.
Trying to keep it under wraps. Half the movie is just Kamen Rider Core.
Oh,
exactly.
And yet believable, isn't it?
That's so terrible.
So have we gotten to the part where Rinko's dressed up as a Santa slut?
Yes, that happened. And she gets attacked by Kraken. Because the gate is...
Because tentacles, Japan, skirt. You can figure out the ending.
Oh, and don't forget the part where her boss sexually harasses her.
That was pretty good.
Isn't that later?
No, it's right here.
It's okay. Japan. It's probably constant.
Huh.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see how seriously the show is taking Rinko.
God, yeah. They've gotten to the point where they're like, we really don't know what to do with this character.
She used to be a police.
She's pretty respectable in the first episode. She carried a gun and everything.
Come on, she's like one of two characters that actually have a f***ing job.
And a purpose.
Looking back on that episode, it was probably a water gun.
It was a cap gun.
Well, I do like here how Haruto and Koyomi show up and they just stare at her for a good 30 seconds.
Yes. And then Haruto turns away to mock her.
Yeah. Well, you know, Japan.
God, you suck so bad.
Characterization for Haruto.
What? I know. So apparently, his personality is—he's kind of a dick.
He really.
You're only just picking up on that.
It's something.
I thought it was an act.
My favorite line is coming up in the middle of the show, though.
And the crack and bings her in the head. Damn, poor Rinko.
I know. Remember when she was this, like, you know, professional detective?
No.
For like half an episode? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I think when Haruto went in her underworld, he might have broke something.
The world is not where I expected that sentence to end.
Though I bet she wishes.
Yeah.
Not like he only counter wishes.
Yeah, remember the good old days when they were bitchy at each other? No, I like him.
So the Kraken goes, oh, guys, over here. And they go over and they fight a bit. And that guy is there. And then they take him to the chop. And they talk a bit.
And hey, guess what? He's kind of an asshole.
And they make fun of Rinko more.
Yeah.
Haruto especially.
Like, I can't even look at you.
And then Shinpei has, like, two lines for the entire episode. Thank God.
Yay! Right.
But he falls down at least.
Oh, right, it's that episode.
What?
I was not sure which episode I was watching.
The one that came out last week?
Well, I haven't watched it since last week.
Oh, okay.
So, the guy is kind of a dick and he runs off. And Medusa and Phoenix does things. And then there's a kid center. An orphanage. That's what it's called.
Yeah, after
Japan loves orphanages. Orphans Christmas.
After they spy on him going to like buy different jobs.
So unfortunately, it is not a laboratory daycare center orphanage.
Yeah.
Who?
Oh.
That's who.
But I think it's here that like my favorite line is, because Harzu walks up and the guy's like, "Don't you have anything better to do?" And I'm like, "No, he doesn't. This is all he does." Isn't it a weird
that and guy? Donuts. This is his life.
His life is donuts and gates. This is all he has.
You know, it's hard to argue with the donuts part.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, donuts, that's cool, but...
So now, if Comrade pay well enough to afford donuts?
They're all living off the old man's jewels. That's a,
he's a
you
professional
know.
Donut eater.
No, no, he said it was the old man's... This. The old man's jewels, not the old man's family jewels. There's a difference.
Yeah, it's a totally different thing. Yeah.
It's a clear distinction there.
Yeah.
Haruto, it's time for you to polish my gems.
Ken, do you do a Haruto imitation?
I don't know how you could do an imitation of that.
Try.
Just take without any emotion or conviction at all.
Speak as though you have no character.
Well, what would be different from how he normally speaks?
Bazinga.
And this is just animated. Did you see him go off on Best Buy this week? Man. He's got it.
Well, that was on Twitter, so you couldn't really read emotion into that.
Oh, you could, dude. I could see him shaking. You couldn't?
That wasn't shaking.
I could read the shaking.
It was so easy.
Motherfuckers!
I imagine Snoke coming from his nostrils.
So easily tied up too. Anyway.
What? We're talking about sex stuff now?
Yeah. Like, you're getting what?
Now you're remembering to set a safe word, right, Ken?
Safe word is Oklahoma.
That's important.
Oh, why would anybody say that as Oklahoma?
It's well, actually the guys on Jackass have used that a couple of times. I've seen other movies.
Hey, Sasha's love onion.
The safe word is O.
O.
That's kind of writer related.
That's not a very good safe word, though.
No, it's not.
We don't anyone ever say that, though. I mean,
red. Really. Red!
Red rum! Red rum!
Am I the only one who got that?
I don't know. Suddenly thinking about The Shining for some reason.
Yellow. Red! Red! Red!
The safe word is, ow! Ow! My colon! Ow! Stop it!
I think
there's your intro quote.
I think Nikki and I had a moment.
Sure. God, Jay's dying.
So, are we still talking about Wizard?
I don't know.
There was an orphanage, and
Dr. Ho had the day off.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know where we left off, but like this dick from Fast and the Furious is buying presents for the orphans because he likes to give them hope when they have it be taken away when it's not December or something, right?
Yeah. Totally.
Sure, whatever.
Diga?
I don't remember what happens next.
He has a flashback to when he was in the orphanage. And
oh, right, the clock.
Yes.
His parents are dead.
Slaps hard, though.
And then they get attacked by Phoenix, because Phoenix is a dick. Did he have a sword before?
Yeah.
He's had a sword.
Phoenix, big, yes.
Big
yes,
giant anime sword.
Yeah, a big cartoon World of Warcraft sword.
I actually think I picked one of those up last week.
Oh, Christ.
Goddamn nerd.
Did you used to play Pokemon with?
No, that's a different minigame.
Oh. Swear, it's like Haruto never played Pokemon, though. It's like, all right, Phoenix, I choose fire. Like,
it's a cool transformation, though.
Maybe he's hoping that, like, he is dragon, And dragon is weak against dragon?
No. Well, you know what they say, fight fire with fire.
Well, it worked the last time.
It was his first power.
No, not really, it did not. He came right back to life.
Exactly. Well, he didn't know that.
So it's like you go with the water type. Go with the water or the ground. You have two other options that are far better.
It's a bit like Dora the Explorer. You scream at the TV and go like Dora, you cunt.
This is still I want to watch high. That would be great.
He does actually go to water after Phoenix sets all the presents on fire. It is a kind of a cool combination he pulls off.
The food thing? Or is that later?
Just torches the presents.
Yes.
Badass pimp.
And why would he use Blizzard? Shit. It's a nice type attack. You know that's not going to work.
Yeah, ice doesn't work against fire attack.
It did in Generation 1.
No, it didn't.
Ice didn't work against fire on 1, did it?
It was neutral damage then.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not quite the same.
What a doofus didn't even
so
know
if he's
that.
Phoenix and he's half flying, then yeah, it would be super effective.
There you go.
Yeah, true.
I don't know if he's part flying.
He does combine the water attack, though, in the big tail, so.
So, basically, he uses Blizzard, then a water attack, and then Iron Tail to finish it off.
Right.
Sure. Just gotta roll with it now.
Ken's like, I give up. Sure, you're right. Whatever.
Yes.
Okay. Hooray! We've broken Ken's spirit.
Uncle!
You did that a long time ago.
Well, you do keep coming back.
Exactly.
Such a good sub.
The kids remember, subtitles?
Remember, safe words.
So then Haruto has the guy touch his crutch.
Yeah. Don't worry. If you touch my balls, I will save you.
I'll give you hope.
My balls will give you hope.
Okay, now if you polish my jewels...
God, I wish I could remember what Amanda said.
Oh, there was one kind of cool part in the battle where Haruto drops a sword and uses a connect to grab it from across the field.
Yeah, nifty.
Nifty uses of powers are always nice. Especially
but he forgot to copy the sword.
It almost balances out his flummel with fire on fire, almost.
Yeah, almost makes up for him picking the wrong Pokemon power.
Aw.
What a dumbass.
Man, play more Pokemon, Haruto. Play more Pokemon.
It's like AG's the writer all over again.
No, I think he's a lot more competent than AG.
Plus, you know, with AG, the problem was also having to count to 3.
Coins do I have? It's 1, 2, okay. Damn. 1,
2. That was 2. Oh, wait.
That's why Ankh is always so pissed off.
3 comes after 2.
Now I'm imagining a Kamen Rider O's a bridge where AG's characterized like Goku.
I don't think AG's awesome enough for that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So the present burns and the gate cracks open and Haruto dives into the underworld.
These fights are really boring. I want one time for the dragon to fight back at him, like initially.
Well, he wouldn't do that now because you remember they have kind of a pack now. Since he started,
in other words, he's waiting to get strong enough to take over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like,
but
I'll do what you want. Because remember, at first.
Because remember, if he kills Haruto while he's in the underworld,
he kills himself.
Yeah.
But remember when the first couple times he went into the underworld, the dragon did fight back.
Yeah, I just want more of that. Some, like, variety. Because otherwise, the underworld fight is just, like, boring. Like, okay, he's going to get on the dragon.
Well,
he's going to lose at some point. They can't have just Medusa and Phoenix the whole series, can they?
They could.
They could.
But it would suck.
It would.
Not really. Medusa and Phoenix are kind of hilarious together.
They kind of are. There's also Wise Man lurking around, so there's that.
Because, you know, like, the whole time... While Medusa and Phoenix were talking this episode, it's like, oh yeah, Phoenix is riding the couch tonight.
Not the fun way.
Well, I mean, he could be doing it the fun way. You never know. He might be into that.
Yellow.
And then it turns out that the guy had a second phantom inside of him. Santa. But the Santa just runs off.
after giving Haruto a gift.
Merry Christmas.
He retrieves the gift from his gate hole and puts it on. It's the Christmas ring. It's a Christmas motherfuckers. And he fixes the toys.
I can't believe they worked the Christmas ring into this episode.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always been those things in the drivers where it'll go, Merry Christmas.
And well, now they actually made it work.
Well, they worked it into Gokaiger.
Yeah, Gokaiger, yeah.
That was so they could sell a Figo art.
Yeah.
I want to remember that they actually used it in Fies.
Did they?
I don't remember.
Nobody f***ing remembers Fies.
He said he wanted to.
Inway probably doesn't f***ing remember Fies.
It fell in a river.
No. Inoue sits in his dark closet at night, lit by the glow of his monitor, and just thinking how nobody appreciated his masterwork of Fies.
Only I had had more water. Only there had been more parents dying.
More logging stairs.
More time travel abortion.
Wrong series, Fort Max.
Well, that's how that happened. He needed more of it.
Haruto gets a coat hanger ring. It's a weird episode. Tries to abort the dragon. Bites off his arm. He becomes Rider Man. Bam. Season finale.
But is it... So he becomes Gacked?
No. Rider Man.
Showa Rider Man.
You
asshole.
Don't
he become some guy who died of cancer in the 80s?
I like how he had just both, like, at the snap of a finger. But then we get the episode ending with more making fun of Ringo.
Wait. He gives all the orphanage their presents. Because that's what he does. Also, did he only work this day?
Yeah, he just works this one day.
363 days of the year he doesn't work, and he's like, oh shit, kids, toys, jobs.
Well, the year is shorter in Japan.
Right.
The year is 364 days in Japan.
Yeah. Alternately, in Japan, Christmas is 2 days long.
Yeah.
It's both.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Ah. But yeah, when is the show not making fun of Rinko?
When they're making fun of Shunpei?
Yeah.
Well, no, because like a couple weeks ago, they were able to do both at once.
I'm convinced the show thinks that Shunpei is kind of cool and kids like him.
Oh, God. Yeah, I kind of got that feeling a few weeks ago, honestly.
Well, you should have said that, because I said that. Now I look like the clever one.
A lolly f***ing da.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to declare Gigabeetle the winner.
Wait, let me put it like this. The clever one on Superhero Time. Think about that for a second.
I think we're going to have to declare Gigabeetle the winner here, though.
Mm. Is that kind of like the smart kid in the dumb class?
Yeah.
Still the smart kid in the dumb class. How does that make you feel?
Ghost Ager?
I had a boss that used to say that. Like, we'd be in our sales meetings. And we'd run the district, and he's like, congratulations, you're the smart kids in the dumb class.
Mickey, what did you say about Ghost Ager?
It's like how Hyde was the best one in Ghost Ager.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he the black one?
No.
It was the blue one that killed his partner to save his ass.
What was his animal?
The shark.
Oh. Right.
Fitting, really.
He's the one with a mustache on his chest.
What?
That's awesome.
His shirt has a big mustache on it.
It does look like a mustache.
I've got it right here. And it's funny.
So, episode preview for next weekend for the movie. And the Beast is giving you the sauce next week.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Please bring us some plot.
Nope.
Let's hope that.
How about bringing us some more single episodes?
Hey, Ken, can you imitate the Beast?
Why does he want me to do all these imitations? I never do imitations.
He likes you, Ken.
Do it.
I don't even know what the guy sounds like. sounds like?
He sounds like a beast.
That should be really easy then. Like, how hard? It should be a lot easier to imitate someone that you haven't, that no one's heard yet, because then whatever you do is right, because no one can argue with it.
Okay, then this
just sing something from the Gow Ranger theme song.
Gow
banana.
Perfect, and just like beast.
Yeah, see, okay. You did. Gow.
There.
You said it couldn't be done.
Well, I was wrong. Happy.
I was thinking more.
They said it shouldn't be done. They were right.
Now, which guy that has never shown up, that hasn't been in the show before, is going to be Beast?
That guy over there.
It's going to be AG.
Yeah, I read that on a site.
It's gonna be
that it was going to be AG. And sites never lie, because it's on the internet and people can read that.
Yeah.
You don't want to look like a boob on the internet.
Of course not, never.
Well, there's laws against that, you know.
Oh, God. Right. Yeah. This show
boobs are on different sites on the internet.
I don't understand that. That's no.
Here,
why would anyone want to look at boobs?
Let me pull up a picture.
I know, right?
Yeah.
They're all squishy and they squirt out milk.
Hmm? Well, not
that's
all the time.
That's a defense mechanism.
Like when they're scared? They pop open their boob frills and spit milk that blinds people.
It's like that scene in Jurassic Park with guy from Seinfeld. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whenever, like, fat, annoying guys come across women, that's when their boobs open up their fans.
God.
They look larger to frighten them away.
What, you guys don't know?
I mean, I don't really have first-hand experience with this.
So, neither do these guys, so...
Listener in the future. I promise I will never become a doctor.
I've never seen boobs, but I don't think they work that way. At least I hope they don't. They don't work that way when I masturbate.
No, I'm pretty sure they don't work that way.
When you masturbate, you don't shoot milk? That's odd.
No. Yeah.
Ken, touch that one.
Baby batter.
Speaking of Papa, should we move on to Goandra? Or go...
Yes, we should move to Goandra.
I wouldn't be opposed to moving on to Goandra if you got one ready off the top of your head.
Okay, in this episode, Gunpei is awesome, and Honto is lazy shit.
The end.
It's like 40 possible episodes, right?
Oh, and the wings were perfect.
Well, Buster's was pretty awesome this week, I think, actually, though.
Yeah, actually it was.
Okay, yeah. So, Mickey, time for Buster.
It's time for Buster!
Okay, let me get Buster's ready.
Go.
Not yet. Who's snortling?
I think it's the Swede.
No.
It was Don.
Buster's ready? No.
So yeah, this week in Go Busters, the Go Busters save Christmas from Messiah.
I think they're doing it wrong.
I think there's some poetry there. I'm not sure.
Oh, God.
I did not put that together until just now. Thank you.
Neither did I.
Clearly, you just weren't paying attention because Fort Max was broadcasting that quite a bit when he figured it out.
Well, I'm not always on Twitter.
I think he posted it on AllSpark, too.
I'm never on AllSpark.
So proud.
Who goes to AllSpark?
Well, dead Transformers, probably.
Oh.
Ouch. Transformer fans aren't dead.
Just the franchise. Oh.
Who's eating?
As we all get really quiet. Nobody. It's like we're in trouble. Who is eating on my podcast?
Okay, here we go. The episode opens up with the Go Busters getting their ass raped by Messiah. And escape.
So this is going back to the ow ow my colon thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Red! Red!
And how
so
many
while they're lying on the ground bleeding and moaning to death, Messiah's, you know what? You guys aren't enough. I'm summoning 10 Megazords at once. And so they're having 10
God damn,
tablets.
It's too early for fireworks.
It's never too early.
That's kind of the reaction to the episode, too.
I'm summoning 10 Megazords and they'll be here later.
Yes, after the thing's over, it's revealed, oh, they're not all coming at the same time. They're going to be staggered, so it'll be easier to beat. Writing.
Well, the portal's only so big.
That's what she said.
Well, I mean, if you just, like, work it open some more, you can fit more through the portal.
Right. They only have so many Megazord suits.
You just need the right portal plug.
There's only so many holes that they can use at one time.
Yeah, they only have 5 suits, and they don't have duplicates.
They're certainly not going to get any budget for more suits.
No, as we see next week, but we'll get that.
So, yeah. While the team is freaking out, let's look at the cards and see how we're doing. It's like, oh yeah, Inter died, so I guess that means his card is gone.
Oh, and then Misato.
Jake's just like, what? What?
Misato's just like, no, it's cool, don't worry about it.
Your defeat is not in the cards.
Yeah, Jay was not happy about that.
Yeah.
Nice touch.
Meanwhile, Hiromu is overselling his horrific injuries.
I think he lost a kidney.
God.
Well, he didn't wake up in a bathtub full of ice, though.
No, but I mean, you saw the Band-Aid on his side with the big blood spot on it, right?
Spleen exploded.
Well, I mean, you can kind of get a feeling off of Hiromu in this scene where it's like, he's probably been holding all this back for about 15 episodes. You know, since he murdered his parents.
In vain.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, they'll get better.
Yeah, he doesn't know that.
We all know it.
He doesn't. But, you know, it's kind of nice to actually see Hiromu have an emotional freak out for once.
Not related to chickens.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you know, especially because he's the one that talked
Masato down. Yeah, that's just chrono panic.
He's the one that talked Masato down, so it works.
All right, so while they've got Hiromu chained to the bed to prevent him from escaping, the rest of the team concocts a plan to tackle these Megazords as they arrive almost in a single file line, it seems.
Yeah.
Basically, their plan is, let's take the Megazords out and fight them, and we'll leave Hiromu back home.
While Nick pallets Ace.
Because he can do that now.
So then he'll never find the battlefield.
He just has to follow the others.
Well, see, that's why they have
Nick, you go in first. Nick?
No.
Nick?
No. See, that's why they have the catapult, so they can just shoot Nick to the battle, so he didn't, you know, he doesn't have a chance to get lost. But you know, in another context, that would be really great having Nick just walking around Ace through a city set. Like, is the Megazord over here? Hello?
He's in the wrong town entirely.
Can you hear me now?
He somehow ended up in Okinawa or something.
No,
Edo, Japan.
Or New Zealand did the meeting up with the previous year's Sentai.
Or the Magi Rangers, just randomly.
Yeah.
So, what is it, 3 or 4 Megazords show up the first time?
Mm-hmm.
Hercules takes out one with a scorpion get over here move, and then shotgun blasts them in the stomach, which is awesome.
Yeah, it was.
And then, you admire how they're being creative with finishers.
Yeah.
Nick and Ace is getting his ass kicked, but Jay says, let us combine, bike.
miraculous second
Nick's name is.
Oh, he never knew his name. He's always been that bike guy.
Yeah. Right.
He still doesn't know it.
And hey, the helicopter remembered it has a rabbit mode.
How about that?
With awesome kicking action.
It's kind of shocking, though, that they've still been using those.
I do like that they have the rabbit flying with the helicopter propeller.
Yeah, like the ears spinning and flying.
It's like the tail Zord.
Except with ears.
And not a fox.
So it's not really like the Tails Zord at all.
Is Tails a fox?
Ostensibly.
I thought it was a squirrel.
No.
It's a fox.
You know,
the Cream is a rabbit who can fly, kind of.
Oh, hey, there you go. It's like the Cream Zord. Oh, that sounds wrong.
Wow. Yeah. Totally.
I realized it the moment it left my mouth.
What about that one, Ken?
Wow.
I'm amazed at that one.
Did the cream sword leave your mouth after you're done with the f-ing multiple men?
Oh, man.
Whew. Okay, so these Megazord battles just keep on going on and on and on. They fight and fight and fight. And they even summoned their movie frog for good measure.
I was like, no even decent explanation for why they're doing
here's
that.
Here's a question. If that frog is Mathado's creation, does that make it like Jay's little sister?
Older sister.
Older sister. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Older. It's a prototype.
It was there first.
And actually, they did mention it before, specifically if the terrain, about the comment of if the terrain's right.
So, water.
Yep.
If the bunny was a rabbit, it would be the rabbit and the frog.
Yes.
Is that a thing?
That's a true thing, right there.
Okay, no, it's like a Shilman story, I think.
Oh.
Never mind. I'll stay quiet.
I don't think they have that one here.
Yeah, that must be a European thing.
All right, so let's see what's going on. Oh, Mazias, do you know what? I'm tired of Escape being a character in this show.
Hey, he's not the only one.
We've been tired for a while.
It's kind of funny how like unceremoniously he just like gulps her up and I'm like, oh, that's it.
But you know, that was the thing that Enter figured out that she didn't. You know, it's like, you know, Messiah gobbles up everything, and once he's, like, at full power, he's just going to eat us, too.
And he always was a little bit too stupid to realize that.
Yeah.
Which is why he, you know, exits stage left.
Yeah.
And it's probably why Enter was keeping the cards separate, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because Enter did realize it.
Yeah.
He always was a little bit smarter.
Than everybody in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody.
So Messiah absorbs escape and makes his Megazord grow, and now he's big, 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 big
Red, red beyond red, red, red.
But no, seriously, if they would just launch
a... Messiah has just turned red.
If they would just launch a flying train over the city, I'm sure they could resolve this quickly.
Yeah. Or yeah. G12.
Instead, all they have is a lion bike.
Maybe the Denliner? Oh, no, wait, we had that Megazord already.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Well, Hiromu decides that he's feeling better, so he goes and joins the fight. And he hops on top of Lyo's bike for him and blah, 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 blah. It's all a lot more interesting to watch than it is to describe.
It really is. Like, this is a very action-packed episode. And there's really some good moments, but it's kind of hard to, like, describe it.
Yeah, it's really boring to describe action scenes, unless it's something amazing going on.
Mm.
Now, when's the last time we had a episode where all the action was Zord?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think it was around this point when I started to realize, wait a sec here. This isn't another filler episode. They're actually going to kill Messiah in this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I kept waiting for the break.
Yeah, and I did like the part also, like, where, you know, Lyo and Ace are racing forward, and then there's this huge explosion, and then there's, like, 20 city blocks that are just been leveled, and then Lyo's just standing there.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
And I realized, oh, I actually care what's going on this episode because something's actually going to happen that's important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What a concept.
Everybody gets knocked out of their transformations except Jay.
Yes.
Yeah, which I'm assuming is because he won't fit in the cockpit.
Probably not.
Yeah.
It's like the thing said, I am fine.
Yeah.
It's like, good for you.
I will have a drink.
And so they all use Burning Justice to stab Messiah through the appendix or whatever.
Dude, it was such a Saiyan like moment where they're like all screaming and powering up.
last.
Yeah.
Like,
wow. Except it didn't last
take,
17
didn't
episodes.
Take 5 episodes for that.
True. There you go.
True.
So how does an Avatar get a bruise on his face?
That's a good question.
Just saying.
It's not actually a bruise. It's he fell into a thing of makeup there. He keeps making himself look pretty.
Right. Ultimate makeup.
It's just eyeshadow. And so, yeah, they defeat a Messiah. They win.
Again.
Yeah, series again. Is over.
But this is like really, really defeated him. Like in the real world, not just like the cyber version.
And hey, they still have like 6 more episodes.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, something else is going to have to happen.
I know what's going to happen. Let's go back to the orphans. That'll be cheery. And so we find out what the hell Ryuji was talking about last episode, where this orphanage director is an orphan herself. Her parents are also dead.
Gasp.
It's a show of nothing but orphans.
It's all orphans this week, both on Wizard and here. Was Christmas like an orphans like thing in Japan?
Well, see, orphans are a fantasy to Japanese people because really it's a culture of all adults and no children.
Right.
The culture of all children, no adults. It's like this blows their minds.
And we lost XV.
Ah, shit.
I don't think so.
No?
We lost cool. Giga.
Did we lose
Giga? Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, those are different people.
See, I was seeing the circle thing going under XV's name, so.
Giga just said, fuck it. It's too late.
Busy.
Oh, hell.
Well, just keep going. I'm sure he'll be back.
The cocaine finally got to him.
There you go.
So meanwhile, at the orphanage, Hiromu is juggling.
Yes.
Delighting the children with his juggling.
Watch me juggle my balls.
And Jay is a tree.
That's another quote, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it probably is.
See, that really
Jay
makes me...
Jay is a tree.
That really makes me regret that there's no Jay figure art seeming to be coming out.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
Because they've
be a...
had such f***ing terrible sales.
It would be such
Speaking
a great...
Of terrible sales? HLJ what? Has a sale right now.
They always have a sale.
Is it...
Yeah, but...
Is it
I mean,
terrible
like,
sale prices or is it a sale on terrible things?
SH figure art Redbuster, that's like $10.
What?
Seriously? Okay.
I'm adding it to cart.
Yeah, I'm
Red,
getting that.
Silver gold guy.
You are kidding me.
No, shut up. I'm ordering this.
No!
Wait.
All right, let the rest of us see the sale.
No, no, wait. Wait, never mind. I said nothing. Go back.
Buster? Oh, it's like 1120 yen. Not bad.
But how much is the shipping?
Hey, maybe.
Well,
we
I can add, I can add it into all the cheap stuff I got at the beginning of last month. I haven't shipped it yet.
My god! Add to cart, yes.
But no, I mean, just think about it. If there was a J figure art, then you know, next year that'd be the perfect little thing to decorate and set in your
Monster Fujera. $17, hell yeah!
I wonder if I can customize Red Buster into Silver Buster.
Probably not.
Might be a little too different.
Why yes, you can do that.
No, why would you want Stagbuster? You want Jay.
It's the same person.
No, it's not. It's like Black Condor versus Guy.
I am sorry, but Jay is a robot. Even I know that, Mickey.
Robots.
Oh, let's see what else.
Robot. Love that.
We've interrupted this episode of GoBusters.
Let's go shopping.
Yeah, I know. Like, dude.
I am shopping now.
Let's shopping with superhero time.
So,
I think you're at Shinken Red for $1,200.
Shinken Red, Red Buster, and Silver Gokai Man.
I like this. Figure Arts Red Buster, limit 10 per customer.
I don't think
you'll have to worry about that.
Oof.
Yikes.
Oh, wait, you said Silver Gokai was on sale?
No. Don't add it.
Damn, Gokai Green is only $1,400.
Wow.
He comes with Navi. Totally worth 14 for Navi alone.
Oh, that is not as they have SH Figure Arts Barnaby quote unquote on sale, but it's like $31.50.
Oh, Mickey, do you need
$1,400 too?
Mickey, do you want a Sochaku Henshin Kamen Rider Drake?
Super Shinken Red is $1,470.
Really.
540 yen.
Silver. Yeah, I've got enough Kabuto.
Yeah.
You can never have enough Kabuto. You liar.
I've got the bee.
That's Shut all up. You need more.
Bees. Oh. Yes, sir.
Almost like I am authority.
Almost.
Bathrobe Shinken Red for 1400.
Yeah.
Tigers 1800.
Hey, yeah. Anyone want to buy me these things?
No.
Damn. I do, but I can't afford to buy you things when I need to buy myself stuff.
Yeah. Seriously.
I'm sorry for derailing the podcast, but shut
up.
No,
this is actually better than the podcast.
Magnet States for 1750.
Eh.
Yeah, that's that one just flies off the page. Pegs.
Magnet
doesn't
States.
Even have a peg hole.
God.
Peg hole.
Actually, Magnet States is kind of cool. You should.
Oh, here you
it.
Go. Here you go. It's Hashir Robo. The figure art to Hashir Robo, only 22,750.
Oh,
Mark down
SAC
from
Kamen Rider Kuga Decade Edition only 2360.
Wait, SIC Kuga?
Yeah, the big one, the Decade one.
Of course, I don't really like Kuga though.
You like Kuga?
Especially not Decade's cool. Kuga.
Oh my God, my Singler is only 1600.
Is this going in the podcast?
Yes,
probably.
I'm sorry. I'm actually sorry.
Dang it, I already have module set 3.
Actually, this was XV's fault?
Yeah.
Sure.
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys back me up on that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Do they have regular Meteor on sale? Because I don't want Meteor Storm because that blue stuff sucks.
Out.
Oh, lame.
Wheel Medical Hammer Ink.
You should get all the modules.
I do need more modules.
Yes, you do.
Oh, set 1 is 600 done.
Did Dong?
Go away, Gundam. I don't like you.
SIC Skull and Fang Joker is on sale also.
I already have that, though.
You need
But Mickey,
two.
Mickey, don't you want a Smoltron?
A what?
You heard me.
I don't know what that is.
It's a sex thing.
Oh.
Oh, hey, they got Riot Troopers for 1650.
XV, do you have Boost Phone Medic and Analyzer?
Yeah.
Okay, because they're 280 each.
Oh, I got mine for free.
Oh, okay. Do you have an Analyzer?
Possibly. Let me get up and check.
Do I just want a standard international shipping?
You want to add it to your private warehouse so you can have them shipped when you order that Ichigo that comes out this month?
When I order what?
Ichigo.
They, HLJ has like a pile.
Kamen Rider Strawberry.
What? Wait, what?
HLJ has a like pile of loot thing now. They hold it for 2 months.
Well, I'm just doing these because these are on sale.
You don't have wait that way. That way, well, you know, if you that way, if you buy something else within the next 2 months, you don't pay less for shipping.
But I hate waiting.
Well, there's that too. But I'll be right back.
So do I just want the standard international shipping to answer
you
my
want
original
EMS.
Question? Okay.
Yeah, EMS SAL sucks balls.
But it's anyway, at the end of the Go Busters episode, Enter comes back. The end.
We'll take a break now.
We'll take a break now and come back after we're done shopping.
Thank you.
Espere, 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 espere. Ai, 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 ai. Zoldan, o que que há no globo visualizador?
É o futuro que está vendo, Alpha. É o Ranger Branco.
It's time now for another Dynaman moment.
Oh, hello, Uncle Wiggly.
Hello, Uncle Wiggly.
Hello, kids. You know, working with intelligent dolphins can be so rewarding. You see that sneaky one over there?
Oh, yes, she's beautiful.
Her name is Karen. Tonight, we are going to perform an experiment upon her and cook her and eat her with butter.
What a scientist!
Superhero time. Just watch the shows. It's faster.
Tell me when this starts.
So, this week on Power Playback, Fort Max finally gets one in.
Now.
Yay. Uh-oh.
So, there has been some mixed impressions of this episode of Scheider he forced upon us.
Let's just say I didn't sleep very well last night.
So I think JD's going to do the episode summary for us.
Oh, God.
We're not going to make Fort Max do it. Since it's
hey.
No, we're not going to let Fort Max do it.
It's not make. Let, make.
Okay. Well, like so many episodes, there's children involved in this because this is a Christmas centric. But they're not orphans this
not
time.
Not yet.
They will be by the time the episode ends.
So Shiner gets asked to play Santa Claus for a couple of kids. And also elsewhere in the dark dimension thing place.
I like how they're wrapping up pets and shoving them in the bag.
Yeah.
Shiner looks a bit like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
So the worst... the worst drag queen ever and Galactus Head beg the vagina head to give them an egg so it can have a reverse period and give birth to the evil Santa Claus.
Satan Claus.
You want to know the worst part? I recognize that they copied this set for the second season of ER Troopers.
Yeah, I did recognize that too. In particular because of Galactus Head.
Oh, I thought it looked familiar.
The worst part is that you
They recycled
this.
At least the two main monsters, too.
And the head
by the way,
the
all
wall.
Of those names were provided by my wife. So,
except with crappier costumes.
Yeah. Yeah, so, an evil Santa Claus, which looks like a demon thing, and then he looks like just a dude in a black Santa Claus costume.
It's
so, anyway,
Santa.
Yeah. So, so Shiner goes in the middle of the night, sneaks into this kid's house.
Well, he's, you know, he's dressed as Santa, so obviously he's going to take advantage of them while their parents are asleep.
Right. And then
with
he
his
does,
magic stack.
He does, like, the 6 billion men, you know, man, like, jump, like, up. Like, how am I going to get up there? Oh, yes, I'm bionic. And jumps up onto the railing and then leaves them birds under... wrapping. So and then he leaves and then evil Satan Claus comes in and weird things happen and then he switches them out for a different present thing. And so in the morning the kids open the present and then they freak out because there's not birds in the cage but there's monsters in the cage. And then they're really pissed. Like, Christmas sucks because you brought us monsters. And the dad's like, what the F? You brought my kids monsters for their pets, and now everybody got monsters, and I'm out of work.
And what the f***?
I think that's pretty funny, the implication that he gave all kids animals.
Well, the guy runs a pet store.
Yeah.
Oh, this kid sneezes when I lay a cat on him. Let's give him two.
So then, for some reason, Satan Claus is more like a Pied Piper, and like
a what?
Some Pied Piper. That you know, he like took all the kids out of town. He was a pedophile, anyway. so he like takes all the kids away and turns them into a ninja. Cult thing.
As you do.
As you do,
the
yes.
Of this episode is the creepiest f***ing thing ever. Because most of it is a lot of these ninja things running around, singing in Gregorian Japanese chant. And then there is a terrifying thing, which is they're all praying around an altar that has a Santa Claus in an upside-down crucifixion, and they're, like, chanting and screaming, and there's fire, and there's a lot of zooming in on it. And really, there's a lot of just time wasted in terms of, you know, story, like there is one.
Is it wasted, or is it brilliant?
It's horrifying. Like, I was, like... looking at this effigy and just like this is kind of scary, this upside down crucified Santa thing.
Then they did the job. Imagine what it did to 5 year olds.
It feels a lot.
So Shiner comes in and breaks up the party, and blows stuff up and burns the Santa effigy.
As space sheriffs are wont to do.
Yeah, as you do. As you do.
Wait, is it just an effigy? I thought it actually was Santa.
Well, it could have been, but it looked like, I mean, it looked like it was a doll of some sort.
I'm just Santa. He's fine. We've seen Go-Onger.
And yeah. Wizard.
And Wizard.
Wizard, yeah.
Of course, he's a demon wizard, so maybe it was...
So maybe he's not that fine.
So then it frees all the kids, and so they take all the kids home. They take the kids back to their parents. They're like, okay, here you go. And the kids, you know, are cool for a second, and then the girl looks at her brother, and she's like, do you know these motherfuckers? And he's like, I don't know them. Do you know them? No, I don't know who the fuck they are. And they're like, oh my god, they don't know who their parents are. And then they turn into ninja chant Gregorian people again and go running off. Because Satan Claus has not been completely destroyed and still has them under his control.
And now it's time for special vandalism.
And so, yes, and so the ninja cult chant goes running off and breaking cars and smashing things and all kinds of horrible stuff. So Strider has to show up again, beat everybody's ass again.
Oh, and don't forget, the space sheriff was also accompanied by his space secretary.
His space secretary, whose skirt was short enough that I think you could see what she had for lunch.
And she's the one who's the actual trained stunt act. She's the one who's actually trained for stunts and stuff, whereas Scheider's actor was his previous stuff had been soap operas.
Well, and if you want,
I think it shows a little bit here.
He's no Kenji Oba.
And if you really want to talk about like skirt lengths, go back to the scene in the Dark Palace thing where they're having the egg ceremony, some of those camera angles, four up skirts at once.
My wife's favorite things had to be the vagina head, the worst transvestite in the world, and the half a dude in a wall, which was just weird.
His name is Upper Half Monk.
Of course it is.
It's a little on the nose.
Yeah, really.
What I have to find out here, Fort Max, is... is there a counterpart lower half monk somewhere?
No.
Oh.
It's like when a kid is named Baker in his last name and becomes a baker.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's like you have a kid and you name him Jeeves. It's like, how many
he's still
choices?
Going to be a butler. I mean, what
yeah. How many choices does he have left in his life?
Yeah.
Or a website.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or a bookseller.
I was a website once. That wasn't great. That was the best.
Was it better or worse than the rice pudding?
It was worse than this.
So they start breaking more stuff, and Scheider shows up and fights them again. And then, like, actually, so the Satan Claus finally reveals his true form. And then they get sent off to the Dark Dimension. What do they call that place in this show? It's the same thing.
The Strange Realm, I think?
Yes.
Yes. So they go off to the Strange Realm where they're four times more powerful. And for some reason, Scheider's still powerful enough to beat them. And you think he could have just beat him in the regular world where it would have been much easier, but... yeah. Lots of video.
And then you get the same footage of that weird face fortress showing up and getting blown up by the gun the same way it does almost every other episode.
Yeah, of which I didn't even, I was like, where did that come from and why is that here? What?
Here's the thing. And when it was used in VR Troopers, it shows up with just as little explanation.
And they couldn't have Scheider. They couldn't have Scheider kill him yet. They still need to have JB and Caitlin do something.
So that finally frees the children. They remember who their parents are, and they're very thankful for Scheider. And everybody lived happily ever after, except for the viewers, who are still scared shitless by the weird stuff that happened in this episode.
This you know, episode really put me in a Christmas mood. Terrified.
Yeah, and then there's the same quarry also, isn't it, at one point?
So. Yeah, well, of course.
Is Shiner Super Sentai?
Metal Heroes.
Is Metal Heroes Super Sentai?
It's kind of in between Riders and Sentai.
Yeah.
It's what? Like it's like if you take Kamen Rider and introduce more drugs.
Yeah.
It's Super Sentai in the way that we are a podcast.
My wife was totally like, he's going to explain how he gets his powers on. I'm like, yeah, it's just the thing that they do.
Every don't... episode.
Yeah, that's a Metal Heroes thing. Just let it go.
All the kids in that choir were really ugly.
It takes 1/10 of an episode to explain how he got his powers. Now let's see that effect one more time.
They didn't even reshow the effect, really. They just, like, explained it, too. They're just like, yeah, that's the thing that happened.
Know, looking at it, Giga's right. These kids are pretty homely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Well, although my favorite part is still the part where they brought the kids back and they were like, I don't know who this bitch is.
Yeah. Like the moment Shiner walks away, too.
Yeah.
I also like to think that that part with the monster didn't happen and actually those weren't their parents.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Shiner just took to a random
who are you?
Just took to a random, like, I don't know who these people are. We're taking your kids anyway. We'll give you mac and cheese. Don't you love mac and cheese?
You don't have that in Japan.
I also like how the episode ends on a shot of the cross. Like, it's supposed to be reassuring.
Yeah, I do. It was very ominous.
Every time you see the cross, it's terrifying.
Yeah, because that's
they're
what they
Maku's
were.
In Maku's space, or Santa's been crucified to it. It's like, it comes across as more being a threat than reassuring.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, this is creepy.
The show has like problems.
It. I didn't like it so much.
And what this really makes me question most of all is how safe Fort Max really is.
Yeah.
Because he watched this show. He likes this show. So
yeah, he thinks this is good stuff.
But that's quite alarming. It's like when you find out that someone, you know, like a kid is like killing puppies.
Yeah. Yes.
Someone just brings up, I've read Mein Kampf.
Yeah.
It sets a mood. I don't know, Fort Max. I don't know anymore.
We're not sure about you anymore.
Yeah, and you know, Fort Max has been pushing this for like 3 years, too, so.
Yeah. And this is what he chooses. Like he has been trying so hard to get us to watch something, and he chooses, like, is this, like, the best that Shiner has to offer, or is this, like, no, I'll show him the cracked-out episode.
Well, he chose the Christmas episode because it was around Christmas.
Yeah, see, this is the thing that Fort Max thought would be better to do for the Christmas show than an episode of Go On Jer.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Man. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to watch anything Metal Heroes ever again.
I wish they
what was Robotech.
Okay, well, maybe Robotech. But,
Or Kabutech. Either one of those two would be fine.
I wish they'd some more B-Fighter.
It's all Power Rangers.
You know, we could get more episodes with that Beetle Gnome guy.
No, f*** you.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds weird.
I don't know why you have such a problem with that Beetle Gnome.
Imagine if Dave of the Gnome was an animatronic cockroach. About the size of a desk chair.
God.
That's a non-specified measurement. Desk chair.
Yes. Oh, okay. I know.
Desk chair.
You know the McDonald's that have like those statues of Ronald McDonald and the other people out in the playground?
Yeah.
Imagine if there's a gnome version of that that's part bug.
Oh.
And it was talking to you.
And he had a beard.
Well, that's how you know he's a gnome.
His eyes looked through you.
That was a faster recap, though, wasn't it, for my part? Yeah, at least.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. At least there's that takeaway.
Here, JD.
All right, so...
JD, in the chat.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Kill it! Kill it! Kill it until it dies.
Fire. Fire cleanse us all.
Well, it's a bug type. It's vulnerable to fire.
Oh. Good.
I'm pretty sure the hair makes it doubly vulnerable.
I don't know. I don't understand what the problem is you have with this.
It's so...
This is the size of a lawn chair? What? Say a trash can or something that... What? You weirdo. Why would you say that?
Now, okay. Imagine if we had that in Beat Awards instead of the ghost of Jay Leno.
Mm.
It's the size of two rainbows.
That's approximate.
The widths of happiness, the height of sadness.
Wait, what?
Wow. Existential shit.
Now, the problem with Robotech and Kabutak is there are no DVDs.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah, Warfare. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem.
That's the problem.
Not really a problem.
That's a problem. It's not the biggest problem.
Here's some speculation on that suit. It caught fire at some point, and then they used it as a villain in Kabuto.
Well, anyway, so next week is our third anniversary show.
My God.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Does that mean I've been on the show almost a year?
No. Well, yeah, oh, but...
Yeah, nearly, different...
yeah, I think officially you started with us in March.
Oh, okay.
Now, so let's see, we're doing the Decade Musical, right?
Yes, because our third anniversary show is going to finally be Superhero Time the Musical 2. Oh,
cool. Electric Boogaloo.
Where Fort Max will sing for us the Time Ranger theme song.
The English version.
Oh my God.
Well,
this isn't going to be on camera, is it?
No.
Yes.
I think we should all be forced to
thank heaven for small favors.
What, Mickey?
We should all be forced to sing a song in a language we don't speak.
I could sing a song.
Mine in English.
I could sing a song in a made-up language I don't speak.
But anyway, Fort Mac, it doesn't matter if you sing it in Japanese or English, because either one's just as incomprehensible.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The Time Ranger theme song is the only song that makes less sense in English than Japanese.
That's true. Yeah, I love the Time Ranger theme song because
it doesn't make any sense in Japanese either.
But it makes less sense in English.
Yeah, well, no, here's the thing. Later on in Time Ranger, they went ahead and put subtitles in the theme song because no one could understand what she was singing.
The thing I love about the Time Ranger theme song is it's the year 2000, and Japan says, you know what kids love these days? Pat Benatar and organ music. So let's make a Pat Benatar song set to a pipe organ.
Sure.
Of course.
That's how they roll.
Blame it on the organ.
Well, of course.
Yeah, organ.
Liberace was a great pianist, but he sucked on the organ.
And meanwhile, there was plenty of organ used by one of the Time Rangers.
I thought Skull was a great pianist.
It's the great pianist, Charlie Brown.
While we're doing the power playback also, they revealed the Kyoryuger cast.
Oh, good. Is it anybody we know?
Nope.
No.
Okay, then.
But it's not another Ghost Ager cast, so we're safe.
God.
Can it be because it's not for Ghost Ager?
Is it a team of good-looking Japanese youths?
Well, yes.
From all walks of life?
If the translations are right, Pink's date of birth is 1997.
Disgusting.
Oh, God.
Well,
we
no,
are
I mean,
all old.
Yeah, that makes
wait for the fanboys on that one.
That makes sense because, you know, a lot of them have been, you know, 16, 17 years old lately. When the show
go ahead and ask Matt.
15.
That's
legal in Sweden.
Say what, Giga?
I mean nothing.
I believe he meant.
We know what you mean.
Actually, I'm not sure if that's legal in Sweden.
You don't
probably something you should clear up on then.
I want an age of consent, you know?
Well, Giga, find out for it. I might book 15, my next vacation
that's when
there.
I got legal.
What?
Huh. But I don't know if it applies. I'm going to need to. investigate further.
All right.
Investigation, none of this is recorded.
Start having sex with girls from the age of 18 and then going down and then see which one gets you arrested.
And then dial it back up a notch.
Right. It'll be fine.
What could possibly go wrong?
Jail time.
Well,
have jails in Sweden?
No.
They don't actually put people in jails in Europe, do they?
Yeah, they actually fix people, right?
IKEA. You know IKEA employees? They're criminals.
Okay. Even to finish the sentence, that's what's great. It's like it's
I thought you were leading to the IKEA makes the jails. It's just, you know, dowels and
no, because then they would never get built. Actually, it's only Americans who seem to have a problem building IKEA things.
That's well, it's because we haven't passed basic math.
Well, you had too much time spent remembering all the countries.
Yeah.
America, Europe,
United Australia. States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica,
Peru.
Dominica, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, yeah,
the thing in which is
Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still.
Okay, the thing that has taught people more geography than any school was Animaniacs. So,
yeah, well, there's also where in the world is Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, that's a little bit older, but
Carmen Sandiego.
You know, a little more contemporary is Animaniacs, and yeah, so that's where we learn geography.
Yep.
Yeah. Ponder okay. That for a moment.
Okay, so. I actually looked up on Wikipedia, and it says the age of consent in Sweden is 15, so go for it, Giga.
Sweet!
Could you repeat that?
There is grass on the field, play ball.
Hell.
What?
Is it a bad sign if I wonder why I'm not in jail after doing this show?
It's not illegal to discuss.
Do you know why, Paladin? Because no one listens to this show.
That's right.
Well, more people listen to the show than listen to Fanboy Versus.
I knew it was coming.
Man, he didn't have to finish the sentence.
I'm going to say that, like, yesterday, I was on my show, like, please tell people to listen to the show. I can't stand to have more people listening to Superhero Time.
But you're on Superhero Time.
I know.
And even he can't stand to listen to it.
I don't. But I get shit. Get shit for having less listeners on my show.
See, like,
an idiot would listen to this.
If Fanboy Versus ever, you know, goes over it, XP's not going to hear the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta work on this while I have it.
Yeah. But you see, the more you do it, like, he's just going to, like, slam it in your face.
I mean, you know, there are tons and tons and tons of, but podcasts. I mean, for Toku podcasts, there's like Superhero Time.
And Hench and Justice, I guess.
And Low Visibility.
Regular Low Visibility.
Yeah. Low Visibility.
It's like there's one Toku podcast for every Toku fan. So like four or five.
Right.
So, yeah.
But speaking of things that are more popular than Fanboy Versus, I hear that the Transformers special we did a couple weeks ago actually is pretty popular, especially among the staff here.
Yeah, I liked it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Good.
That's so strange.
I think we did a good thing.
That's why it's strange.
That's because it's very easy to be consistently negative.
It is.
I listened to it while I was playing Minecraft.
Boo. As long as you weren't reading Minecraft.
No, Minecraft, that's a different thing.
Kids, listening to this, that's the book Hitler wrote.
Yeah, because American kids wouldn't have no idea what that was.
I'm just assuming your audience is very young kids.
Hitler's the villain in Call of Duty.
God, I hope not.
Yeah, really. I would question their parents, you know.
Why don't you listen to this shit? Seriously, if you're listening to this and you're letting your child listen to it, what the f*** is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Right.
Dakota, Dallas, Austin, you go off listening to that podcast thing you like so much while I get me some cigarettes.
Yeah. Sounds like
that.
Wow, Mickey, that was a great Ken.
Fight me.
No. It was a great beast.
Yeah.
Good one.
Wow. Thank you for referencing the beginning of the show.
So, yeah, next week is the Kamen Rider Decade Live musical. It's a thing.
Thanks.
A disastrous thing.
Wait, which one of the decade musicals?
What,
the one
Giga?
That's subbed.
Oh, okay. They've subbed one of them?
Yeah, Kit Subs, I think, was the one that did it, right?
Yeah.
They subbed the Decade musical.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, it's definitely a thing they subbed.
A thang?
Yes. Thang.
Hmm.
Y'all draw it out too much.
Yeah, Giga, since you pointed out that you like when it gets mentioned when Ken says thang, I've been trying to keep up with that a little more.
Great.
Yeah, we want to please.
Yeah,
we the insanity of knowing that there's a Swedish man doing a southern accent.
It's kind of a mind.
Can you do a whale song?
I don't know.
That's more of a
dolphin. The most terrifying song I've ever.
It's more of a dolphin, isn't it?
Yeah, Ken, work on that whale song thing, because you'll probably be needed to save the world in Star Trek 4.
That's right.
Oh, good.
I'm going to abduct you and put you in a glass tank.
No. A transparent aluminum tank.
No, Fort Max, the tank was...
Take it glass. We've had this discussion.
The tank was made of...
And the power chamber is in the basement.
The tank was made of glass. They traded the plans for transparent aluminum to pay for the glass to make the tank.
Duh. Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Swedish man.
So is the sound for the... Is it in the gun for...
What? No, it's in the basement.
Is it in the belt?
The sound for what?
Maximum drive for the...
Trigger magnum.
Yeah.
All right, so we done?
Okay, that's the show for this week. Mickey's got to go to bed. See you later.
Later.
Farewell.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Is the show actually over?
I think
well,
so.
Well, in theory. Yes. Now we're into post show.
Yes. Well, I was ticking around, but I've got to go.
Okay,
yeah.
Sir.
See you later.
Good luck. Bye. Fun. Bye. All right. See you. Bye.
Now we can talk crap about him behind his back.
Totally.
He didn't leave Ryan. Good. Oh my god. Where were they?
Super Hero Time. 次回もよろしく!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.